Random House Audio presents The Newlyweds by Nell Freudenberger. Read for you by Mojan Marnot. In a courtyard, she is waiting, wearing a Dhaka sari, vermilion in her parting. Rabindranath Tagore, flute music. An arranged marriage. 1. She hadn't heard the mailman, but Amina decided to go out and check, just in case. If anyone saw her, they would know that there was someone in the house now during the day while George was at work. They would watch Amina hurrying coatless to the mailbox, still wearing her bedroom slippers, and would conclude that this was her home. She had come to stay. The mailbox was new. She had ordered it herself with George's credit card from mailboxes.com, and she had not chosen the cheapest one. George had said that they needed something sturdy, and so Amina had turned off the deshi part of her brain and ordered the heavy-duty rural model in glossy black for $90. She had not done the conversion into taka, and when it arrived, wrapped in plastic, surrounded by styrofoam chips, and carefully tucked into its corrugated cardboard box, a box that most Americans would simply throw away, but that Amina could not help storing in the basement, in a growing pile behind George's Bowflex, she had taken pleasure in its size and solidity. She showed George the detachable red flag that you could move up or down to indicate whether you had letters for collection. "That wasn't even in the picture," she told him. "It just came with it, free." The old mailbox had been bashed in by thugs. The first time had been right after Amina arrived from Bangladesh, one Thursday night in March. George had left for work on Friday morning.